Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hey, welcome to the Boomer Bunker, episode 219. I am the Duchess's co-host, John Jamingo.
Good evening.
And the star of the show is the Duchess.
Naturally.
Yeah. I think we're still having an issue with your mic. You still sound like you're on a telephone.
Do I still sound like shit?
You still sound like you're on a telephone. It must be the microphone or your computer or something. Now, that's your headphones.
I know.
Don't worry about it. It's too late now.
I apologize.
Don't unplug it.
I'm not unplugging anything.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, so the Duchess is going to sound like she's on a telephone. I can't help that. We'll try to figure out. We'll try to get her a new microphone off the center microphone.
No, I'll buy it.
All right.
Tell me which one.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Mike says, you guys started an inconvenient time for me. I prefer you start 30 minutes later. But here's the great thing, Mike. This comes out as an audio podcast, and you can listen to it anytime you would like to.
But Mike likes to participate.
Mike does like to participate.
I think
we got him in the middle of dinner. In the dinner!
I'm really annoyed about my mic.
Yeah, so am I. But you know what? We can't sit here and dwell on it. We got to move along.
Sorry, folks.
Okay, let's keep apologizing about it.
Thanks, Bob. 911, what's your emergency? There you go. Just for you.
Yeah. We plugged in, we did other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it could be the computer connection. It could be a lot of things. We'll work on it this week and see if we can get better next week. And if not, guess what? Next week, it'll be the same show. Look, you know what? I'm just telling you right now, I'm going with the flow. I can't make everything perfect. Yeah, there's certain things that you can do and there's certain things you can't do. I say that to say this.
Oh, dear.
The goddamn... Stop playing with the cord.
I won't play with it.
Jesus.
That's you, not
Dutch,
me.
Duchess, well, Dutch, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get into the show, and I hear Duchess. I look over. She's over there with the cord.
I literally looked at one thing on the back of this. You are being a two-year-old and manhandling your thingies over there, whatever the fuck you're groping.
I'll manhandle on my tip. Bob says, her mic needs Wegovy. Speaking of that, my God, I'm still trying to get some kind of medication, but it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get it. Apparently, they got us all hooked on this weight loss shot, and now you can't get it. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
Figures.
Right. Why? So I did an episode where I did a 19-minute rant on my Substack, John Jamingo, or it's actually substack.com/John Jamingo. You can go over there and follow me. It's free, like everything I do. And it was pretty good, in a way. My daughter listened to it. And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, I would listen to your podcast, but you talk about sexual things and it skeeves me out. I said,
same.
I understand.
No.
I understand. Bob's little groupie says, John, I had the same issue with Ozempic after I had been on it for 2 years and it was approved for weight loss. See, now this is what's fucked up, okay? Ozempic, I know a little bit about this because I edit a diabetes podcast. It's called Diabetes Connections Type 1 and Type 2. She has two different podcasts. It's actually, if you're diabetic, it's got a lot of great information. So I've been watching this medication since it's come out, and you know, when my doctor recommended it, I said, well, okay, I'll try it. And I'm telling you, it's a fucking miracle. It's a miracle. So we get into it, and then I heard that the shot was going to be in short supply. So I tried to get it, and they said, oh, no, you can't. You can't do that. You can't try to, you know, got to wait a month. I'm like,
no,
okay, what date?
Yeah,
no stockpiling.
Unless you're rich and famous, then you can do that.
It's $500. I'm paying $500 for this. out of pocket.
The whole lot.
It's $1,000, but the insurance picks up half, and I pick up the other half. And I would pay for it. Now, get me wrong. I'm on it for type 2 diabetes, but the side effect is that you lose all your food noise. You're not hungry. You don't have any cravings or anything like that. It's crazy. In my whole entire life, I've never felt like this. So it's kind of amazing. And I'm telling you right now, even though that it dropped my blood sugar 40 points in the morning and, you know, my blood sugar don't go above 180 now when I eat, when it would go into 250s, I would not pay $500 for that. What I will pay $500 for is to turn off the food noise. It is that good. So, I went through this whole thing of trying to get it, and then you try to email the doctor because they don't take phone calls, and then by the time they get back to you and they give you a script, you get over because it was like one box. I found one box. And I'm like, hold that box for me. Well, sir, we can't hold the box for you. I said, okay, all right, let me go get it. So by the time I got there and I called him, I go, all right, you got the script? He goes, yeah, but we just sold it. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So we, I did that. And then I also this weekend, because I kept getting all kinds of texts and calls, I've had this phone number that I've, the phone number I had for 30 years. And I said, I'm so sick of this, because it woke me up Saturday morning, the phone call, and it was that fucking container company again.
Why didn't you just block the number?
Okay. I've blocked several numbers. They keep different companies call. I'm in a database now.
Right.
Or shall I say, the old phone number is in a database. So I woke up Saturday morning. I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my phone number. And I go and I looked and they said, it was real easy to do. You just go, you do it right on your phone. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I could pick my number out, which I picked the number and it was real easy to remember. Easier to remember my old number. So I changed it. Then I tried to get into the file sharing service that we use to upload the audio for podcasts. And it says, okay, we sent a text to your phone number.
Oops.
609-313-5502. I'm like, oh, fuck. I can't get to that. Right. So now I'm trying. Now exactly. I can't get in to get the support to tell them I got to change the phone number. So it was a whole nightmare. Now I'm on, this morning I'm on Twitter. I tried to get a hold of you and this is unacceptable. I'm yelling
all right, Karen.
Yeah, I'm Karening it over on Twitter with my file sharing service. And I know the guy that owns it, one of the guys that started it, I know him because I used to edit a podcast for him. And
did you reach out directly to him?
No, I didn't. I should have.
Yeah.
But I figured I would
You trolled him on Twitter instead.
I trolled the company. The company I trolled on Twitter.
But it's his company?
It is his company.
Okay. Or be like, hey, guy who owns company, can you fucking help me out?
He said, hey, thanks. He did. He's like, hey, thanks for the kind words, I think he said.
Sorry.
But they did fix it today. And once I started snapping the whip.
Wow.
Let me just say this to you. life moves at breakneck speed now. Everything is quick, fast. And when people don't want to react to you, like with my doctor, they said they get 48 hours to answer any kind of messages. 48 hours? That's a lifetime. What do you mean 48 hours?
How much can you happen in 48 hours? Really?
Yeah. So I'm sure that I'm going. I was also locked out of my the banking app on my phone because it sent a text to my old phone number.
Oh my God.
So then I call the bank and I'm like, hey, I changed my phone number. They're like, oh, yeah, you got to bring your ID in to the branch.
Yes.
I'm like, what? Get outside? Leave
Hi,
my
I'm
house?
Hi, I'm John Domingo. Truly, yes. It's me. You can trust me. Just change it.
Ask me any question about me and I'll tell you.
Are you really John Domingo? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Good enough. Thank you, sir. Here's your new password. Yeah.
And so on TikTok, I am in, I am right now in Manjaro Zepbound hell because everybody's screaming that they can't get this stuff anymore. Right. And we're all like heroin addicts because...
It's on the barge that crashed last week.
Now, that was leaving, so that was going out. If it was coming in, I'd be out there with a tugboat. Hey, throw some of that shit over here.
Let me swim it.
Open up that container before it goes bad. Stuff's like liquid gold.
Oh, God. Sparky wants to know, don't they have security questions? Like, what was your first car? Who was your favorite teacher? Yeah, I got one. What color was your first the house you lived in when you were a kid? I'm like, brick? Like, I don't know. Like,
what color? It was brick color.
Yeah, it was an odd, like, some of the questions are like.
Yeah.
I get they gotta come up with weird ones, but.
Deuce used to say to me, will you stop going in there and answering those questions? Like, they would have something on Facebook, and they would ask you a bunch of questions. What was this? What was your this? And you would answer them all. And they're like, that's your security question. Stop doing that. That's how they hack your account, you moron.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess it does.
Yeah, let me scan
Bob says,
your
eye. Security, yeah. Bob says, my security question updated to how much did your last wife get when she left you?
50%.
Half. She got half.
Half, Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob.
From what I understand, Bob's starting his own solo show.
Oh.
I'm here for it. I can't wait.
Let's go, Bob.
He was, I wanted to do a, because I wanted to talk about the Manjaro thing today, and I wanted to do a song parody, and I was trying to remember this song, and I was like, it's like, it was a Western song, it was an old one, and I'm saying this, he's like, and he's saying, no, that's not it, and then I forget what I did, and I typed it in, I think it was YouTube, and it came back, and it's called... They call the wind Mariah. So it's like, Mariah. And I'm like, Manjaro. And they call.
That's catchy.
The shot, Manjaro. But, yeah. So I have one more. I have one more shot that I take Saturday. And then after that, we'll see what happens. I'll be over here gnawing on a piece of wood.
CVS.
All right. So you know that I'm into dude cooking.
Yes.
And there's this, I saw this thing, I don't know whether it's TikTok or Instagram, where they take cottage cheese, which I'm a big fan of now. I never liked cottage cheese before, but for some reason I like cottage cheese. You take cocoa powder, maple syrup, and then you blend it till it's all smooth. And then you put it in the refrigerator, and it's supposed to taste like chocolate mousse. Mm. I did that today.
I bet it's a substitute, but I don't think you could mistaken it. But I would love to know what your opinion is.
It does not taste like chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse does not have syrup in it.
It tastes like chocolate moop. Ugh. I mean, it's you know what? It's still got a sour. See, the thing about cottage cheese, it has a little bit of a sour
taste.
Has a little wang to it. I've had this taste in my mouth before. It's got a little wang to it. But... it's not too bad. And then you sent me the recipe for the quiche that you make with a tortilla. I'm going to try that. I got eggs.
Good.
I got cheese. I got tortillas. What else do I need? Vegetables. Yeah.
I add extra egg whites to it.
Oh, that's right. You're like with the egg whites.
Well,
not me.
I'm not a big fan of egg whites, but if it's mixed into scrambled eggs, it's okay. It just adds a little oomph to it.
So all you're doing is taking the fat out. Because the yolk has fat in it.
Yeah, it's lower calories, but it ups the protein value a little more.
That's all right.
What?
I'll take the fat. What?
No, it's just, I know where you're going with that. But I've seen people who are off put by the texture of cottage cheese. I know a lot of people who just can't because it's, you know, it's curds.
Lumpy.
It's lumpy, yeah. But I've seen enough. Like TikToks and reels and things like that to say if you don't want them, you don't want to eat it like that, just blend it. And if you throw it in one of those little chopper blenders or Ninja and blend it just till the lumps are out and it's fine. I think I don't know how you would, I guess you could incorporate it into something else, but I don't know about eating cottage cheese that's just blended. I think that'd be kind of weird. I think if you're making something else with it, I've seen people that stir in like tomato sauce and, like mozzarella cheese, they make it's almost like a lasagna in a bowl kind of a thing. Instead of ricotta, use the cottage cheese.
What's this? Try cottage
I've
cheese and
tuna.
I've
seen that. I don't know if I could do that, but I've heard
I'm doing it tomorrow. I have tuna and I have cottage cheese. Okay, so back to cottage cheese. Okay. I get the... This is fascinating, John. I get the small curd, which is the little lumps,
right.
And I pretend it's tapioca pudding. There you go.
With tuna? Like, how are you going to do it?
No, just, just
eat it by yourself?
Just cottage cheese,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jess, what did Mike say?
Did you ever have a yeast infection that looked like cottage cheese? No.
No. No, I have not.
And Lisa says, that's what slime looks like under a microscope. Oh, it's not your Gatorade bottle, Dean Root. Dean has a Gatorade bottle he just refuses to get rid of.
Oh, what's he put in that?
He just refills it, like, over and over and over.
With
and
water?
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
Oh.
A plastic bottle from, like, the 1900s. Because you can say 1900s. But, yes, I've seen this with the sugar-free Jell-O powder and cottage cheese and turn it into a dessert. If you blend it, I think, yeah. Blend the cottage cheese.
I have sugar-free strawberry Jell-O upstairs. I will do that. I'll whip the shit out of that. I'm going to try a bunch of this stuff. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this.
I have one more shortcut that I've done. I saw this on like a Weight Watcher thing or whatever. It was if you buy the light or fat-free like whip topping, the non-whatever, Cool Whip.
Not, yeah.
Cool Whip, and you get
cool
fat-free.
Whip.
I get the cheesecake, sugar-free Jell-O pudding and mix it together. And then just put it back in. And that's like a texture of a chocolate, of like a mousse. It's really good.
A mousse?
Yeah. I can't quite figure the calories on it, but it's sweet.
Who cares?
Like, yeah. Well, I don't eat a bucket of it, but it's good.
Yeah. So anyhow. Oh, and I'm down 35 pounds. I'm down another two.
Awesome.
So I'm down 35 pounds since I started on this shot. And they're taking it away from me. How dare they?
That is fantastic. Congratulations, John. That is really
Thank
good.
You. I appreciate that. And you know what that means.
Don't
so
show
Dutch,
video.
So, Duchess,
no,
shh. I didn't say, I didn't show
Doug.
A thing. I have no idea. I don't know what Duchess is talking about. So, Duchess is now out promoting this show by going out and flirting with old men. And she has hooked us up with the TNA podcast. Hey. I'm all for it. That's why I said I'll step back. I'll let you be the forward face of this podcast. That's fantastic.
That's
I'm
funny.
All
I like
about
listening
it.
To them. I'm on
I
their
listen
message
to them too.
The board. You're on the board.
I'm on the board.
The Facebook group thing.
We're going to try to hook it up together. Now, listen, I know they're down in like Appalachia or wherever they're from.
I think
they're
in Ohio.
There's some. Oh, is that where they are?
Yeah.
I thought they were good old boys from like the, you know,
I
the
know,
Appalachia.
They have
like,
a little southern accent though.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
When they're talking, I can almost hear a faint banjo in the background.
Oh, it's not faint.
No?
I don't think it's faint.
So we're going to try to hook up. And the reason I say that is because we have a Devin from Heaven.
Oh.
And I think this Devin from Heaven, I think the guys from the TNA podcast, Jason and Sam?
Yes.
Jason and Sam? Mm-hmm. I think they might enjoy this one. Here we go.
Hi everyone, it's Devin, formerly of Rubberneckers, Gaslighting, and the Fine Whining Podcast. Oh yeah, and formerly Alive. Today's message is going to be different. I need to get this burden off my chest. I have to come clean about the real reason the Duchess cries when she hears my voice. I need to tell my story. Our story. I sat in my room, staring blankly at my phone. I had been trying to write to the Duchess all day, but every time I tried, I couldn't find the right words. This was something I had been wanting to say for a long time, and I needed the Duchess to understand. After a few deep breaths, I started to type. Duchess, I have something important to discuss with you. Duchess's response was quick. Of course, Devin. I took another deep breath before continuing. I've always had feelings for you, Duchess.
Oh, shut up.
Strong feelings. There was
shut
a long
up.
Pause before the Duchess replied. Devin, I am flattered, but I must ask you to stop. Our positions are not equal, and such emotions are inappropriate. I felt my heart sink. I couldn't stop now. I needed her to understand. I know our positions are not equal, but I can't help how I feel. These feelings have consumed me. The Duchess seemed to soften a little. Devon, I don't know what to say. This is a lot to take in. I understand, Duchess. I just needed you to know how I felt. I promise I won't bring it up again. I hit send and put my phone down, feeling a mix of relief and heartbreak. I didn't expect the Duchess to reciprocate my feelings, but I had hoped she would at least understand. The next day, I received a message from the Duchess that surprised me. Davin, I have been thinking about what you said. While I cannot return your feelings, I do understand them. I am a woman with desires as well, and perhaps we can find a way to satisfy them in a way that is acceptable to both of us.
It's not even.
My heart raced as I read the message. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The Duchess was suggesting that we have a sexual relationship. I quickly composed a response. Duchess, I would be honored to explore this with you. Whatever you desire, I am at your service. The Duchess sent me a message filled with explicit instructions on what she wanted me to do to her. I couldn't believe my luck.
My fart box.
I followed her every command, taking my time to ensure that she was satisfied. Our sexual encounter lasted for hours, and by the end, both of us were exhausted but completely satisfied. From that day forward, Duchess and I continued our secret sexual relationship. We found ways to be together when no one else was around, exploring our desires and fulfilling each other's fantasies. It was a forbidden love, but it was ours, and we cherished every moment we could spend together. Duchess, my liver couldn't survive our passion. Oh, yeah. April Fools. Talk to you next week.
I hate that. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Such a turd.
So I was trying to think. I don't know how that. Oh, I know. I was listening to the TNA podcast, and I had this. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not really the kind of show we do. And then I said, well, what if Devin would profess his love for the Duchess? And I figured this would be a great, you know, April Fool's prank. But, of course, I write like a fourth grader.
Duchess?
So,
how many typos were in there?
Well, let me tell you what I did. So I said, well, let me go to Reddit and see if I can find erotica, and then maybe I can use something there.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. So then it says...
Oh, no.
Then I found this place where it says you can go and have AI write it for you. I said, ooh. So all I did was
AI
I went
porn.
To this AI porn. I went there and I put young Devin professes his love for the Duchess, a forbidden love, a love that is too hot and will burn out quick like a comet. And it put out that whole show. It put out that whole thing. So... Yeah, Bob says he posted I was pregnant, DM for details on Facebook.
I know.
And I said, I didn't know you could get pregnant from getting pegged with a dildo. Pegged? Yes. Pegged with a dildo. But anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. I figured it. That's why I didn't want to tell you anything.
Thanks.
Forbidden
love. God, he's fucking he's a child, God.
I can't wait for Mike to get a hold of this and then go and start where you're sitting there cringing. Oh.
Good God.
You didn't like that? Oh. I thought it was pretty good.
Bob,
no?
Bob posted something. Hang on. What did he go? Jokes on you. He likes dark meat.
Well, this was his...
April Fool's.
Yeah, it was April Fool's. So I figured that the guys from the TNA podcast would enjoy that.
I'm sure they'll love it.
I'm sure they will. All right, we have a voicemail. Would you like to see would you like to hear our voicemail? We got
I'd love
a voicemail.
To see it, too. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, can't do that. We get in trouble with Doug.
Yeah.
All right. So we got another voicemail. If you'd like to send us a voicemail, it's very easy to do. The phone number is 856-477-1935.
Unless you've changed that, too.
No, I did not
okay.
change that.
All right.
So here's the voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Fred Fugger again. I'm just calling to let you know that I'm working on a podcasting section in my room. The only thing that's holding it up is Lowe's and Home Depot are having a back order on the imitation wood paneling.
Hey,
but
this
in
is real.
Meantime, I thought I would just send another pic of my one-eyed Willy piece.
It's his one. It's one-eyed Willy. Sorry, Doug. When Bud Vugger sends a voicemail, I have to send the, I have to let everybody see the picture.
You have to share the story.
That's it. Well, Bud Vugger says, "Is the Duchess crying tears of sorrow or excitement?"
Not excitement.
Duchess?
No.
No.
No. He's a baby.
Oh, he's dead.
Well,
he's
a
pile of ashes.
He was. He's too
yes.
young.
Right now, he's just a dust in the wind. Just trying to.
Oh, make me feel better. Good job.
I know. It was funny because I was trying to get it to say Duchess the whole time, but it kept saying Duchess. And then I it would make me laugh. So I said, I'm leaving it in there. I'm leaving the Duchess in there.
And Devon.
And Devon. Devon and the Duchess.
That sounds like a terrible band. Devon and the Duchess.
Devon and the Duchess. Yeah, there you go.
Sound
I like that
playing
band.
At the, I don't know, something lounge.
Okay. At the Stone Pony?
The Stone Pony. No, that would be too classy.
Devon and the Duchess. Or is it Doofus? Duchess. Duchess
Thank
and
you.
Devon. Sorry.
Yeah,
all
it
right.
It does sound like a 70s act.
It's time to get into the 2024 miles in 2024 challenge.
Yes.
The Duchess has 560 miles. And Josh has 725 miles. Now, Josh has, he's had his operation, so he's going to be out for a little while.
He's currently sidelined. I mean, oh.
Yeah, apparently he had
recovering.
He had some kind of operation on his eye?
He did.
Or something like that?
He had eye surgery, yeah.
Right. And then he texted the Duchess after the operation, and it said, because he couldn't see his screen.
Exactly
couldn't
like
type.
That.
Right, something like that.
So for the folks watching, you can see the map.
If all right, not, so yeah, there's a map here. And Duchess is right almost to Indianapolis, Indiana. And apparently, Josh went through Grand Rapids. Now, mm-hmm. I don't have Josh's voice. So playing the part of Josh is Eric Zane.
Oh, no.
This month, I made my way across the great state of Michigan. The biggest highlight was my stop in Cedar Lake at the double-decker outhouse that the locals described as the double-decker dumper, teetering noticeably alone in the woods. Definitely not for visitor use, even the sure of foot and aim. Today, I find myself in the familiar town of Grand Rapids. I was hoping to catch a game with Jason, still not Josh, Lisa, Adam, Mike, and Dean, but the Beer City Bunghammers are still at spring training. We thought about grabbing a burger at this local place, but we knew the fry cook would probably spit in our food if he recognized us. I'm laid up here for the next couple of weeks, recovering from surgery. Looks like April is the month the Duchess starts to close the gap.
It's okay.
There you go.
Now, would you like to read your part, or would you like AI Duchess to read your part?
Why don't we have AI Duchess read it?
All right. Here's AI Duchess.
Sure, it'll be beautiful.
Duchess here. I knocked out 3 hikes, 2 5Ks, and completed my third state of my trek towards 2024. Today, I find myself near Centerville, Indiana, home of the world's largest candle. This marks the second world's largest as I passed the world's largest wicker basket in Newark just last week. Not to be outdone by Josh's visit to the double-decker outhouse, I visited the field of corn in Dublin, Ohio. This former cornfield now sprouts 109 people-sized ears of concrete corn in a large oddball art display.
There you go.
Hot.
So now she's going to be working like a mad person trying to catch up.
Yeah, when I'm not... So I put this out on, I put it in the chat, our group chat last night, and then I threw it up in Discord last night as well. I was using the walking pad, and the walking pad is not as wide. It's not as big as a treadmill, so it's just literally the belt that rotates, you know, that loops, and then the sides, and then I have a remote to control the speed and all that. Well, I misstepped. and tumbled off of it, and I went sideways, and I have like this enormous bruise on the outside of my left knee when I landed on it. So I hit the ground last night and went, I'm done. I'm not walking anymore. I'm good. So well,
again, yeah. Why? I understand it's a walking pad,
right?
But they're usually used for like a walk, like a standing desk. So you have your hands so you can grab something.
Right. I put it next to, you can't see it in here, but on the other side, I have a table. So I've adjusted it where I can put my hand out on the table. It's kind of as a guide. And that is helpful because I was just walking on it and just somehow like skitzed my balance and just had like a moment went over.
You could get a walker and then straddle the walker across it. No?
It would be too...
I don't know.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Goodbye. My daughter just stuck her head in.
Oh.
What the fuck is happening?
What? Well, you have family. Do they want to come in and
I think she wanted to say hi. She didn't know I was podcasting. So.
Yeah, she walked in.
She just opened the door. I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, Paul's like, go knock on the door.
Don't go in there. Your mother goes crazy. She's in there podcasting.
You're podcasting. But, no, I have the table's helpful. I think... because there's no handles or anything on it. So I was just more embarrassed that I'd like just spazzed out and just had a moment because my stride, I have a long stride for short legs, but I walk too far up on the walking pad. So I'm constantly like bumping my toes at the top of it. But if I slow down or just wait, I'm too far back. I feel like I'm not comfortable being too far back on the pad. So I'm still trying to get comfortable with it. So it's been a week. We'll see.
I'm telling you, get a walker. Get a fat man walker. It'll straddle that. And then just, you know, it's there. And in case something happens, you can grab it.
I can take it over with me when I fall sideways. And just.
It's like a roll cage.
I'm more embarrassed that I did it because it was so avoidable. It was just, I wasn't paying attention. The problem is I can't. When I'm at the gym, the treadmill has the arms, it's got handles, and I've got the rails, and then I have the display board in front of me, so occasionally I'll hold one or, you know, if I'm walking, or if I just need that extra balance. But here, it's just straight on my own. And, you know, if I'm using the, because I have the TV, so if I pick up the remote to do the TV, because now I'm concentrating on not walking, so it's like that chewing gum walking at
the
same
time. You know
what
you need? You need one of those fall protection things you put on your body, you know, like if you're going to, like what construction workers use, right? And then you clip in overhead. So if you fall, you just kind of dangle there.
Like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's why you don't.
Bob's his life alert. Yeah. Yeah, I had that moment. I was like, oh my God, I've fallen.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I got up so fast. I was like, oh no. And then Paul comes booking down the hallway. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. He's like, did you fall?
Bob,
I'm like, yeah,
says,
but I'm good. I'm good.
Bob says she already has dual airbags.
Mm-hmm. If I fall forward, I don't want to fall forward on the walking pad with boobs. Sorry, I don't.
Right.
I don't need to be dragging them down along the walking pad. But
she needs leg braces like from Forrest Gump. Hey, God bless you. I mean, when I saw that pad, I said, I don't like that. That's dangerous.
I'm not. I have to go a little slower on it than I do on the treadmill. In the gym, I have it set for a much higher speed, and I can't do that here.
Because it's got rails that you can hold on to.
Yeah, but this is just meant for walking. So, I mean, I'm not running on it. I don't run on it.
How much does it cost to get rails on your... It is a treadmill. All it needs is... It has a motor, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
but there's
so
no way
motor.
I can install rails on it. It doesn't have the mount.
But I'm saying, can I ask how much that cost?
Yeah, it was like $199.
Okay. How much would it cost to get one with handrails? How much more would
handrails
cost?
Then it's a treadmill. I don't have the space for it. That's the problem.
You know,
and
they have those.
Once you have all that, it's heavier. I need to be able to move this. This is only 45 pounds. I can haul it around.
All right. So they have the ones where they come down, they fold up. So they go up against the wall. They fold up, and they have the handrails and everything on them. Whatever. I don't know. You do you. You keep crashing into shit. Sorry.
Fuck, fuck you. I only fell once. Fuck you.
I don't know what the...
Well, Christian, fuck yourself up. Who cares? Whatever.
Well, it's just...
That Jersey caring. Fuck you. Such a turd.
All right. I'll tell you something. I watched a documentary. Now, when I first started podcasting, when we first started doing Brand X, we ended up hooking up with a bunch of podcasts at the same time. And this one guy, Daniel Ripholtz, he used to have the Toe on the Trigger podcast. And I still follow him through Facebook. And sometimes he listens. Like, I know he listens to Brand X, but I don't know if he listens to the Boomer Bunker. So he was on Facebook and he said, I just watched this documentary called Shadow Ring. And he says, it really changed my life. He says, it just explains everything and why we're in this shit mess we're in. I watched it. He's not wrong. This documentary, I found it on Amazon Prime. That's where he said he watched it. It goes all the way back to like the late 1800s into the early 1900s. And it's basically how a small cabal of rich people run the world.
Well,
and they run everything. But we didn't. We thought that like Trump is going to come. We thought Trump's going to come in here and change things. He's not. They won't allow him. They'll kill him. They will not allow. They've killed people before, this cabal. And do you know, have you heard of the, what is it called now? CFR. Have you heard of the CFR? Do you know what the CFR is?
No.
Have you ever heard of the CFR?
I don't think I have.
All right. So the CFR, like we're always worried about the thing with Klaus Schwab, that, what the hell is that called now? I can't think of the name of that. It's the Davos place.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bob will tell us because Bob's in the chat. He'll tell us. So the CFR is the Coalition of Foreign CFR Relations. Okay, so it's called the Coalition of Foreign Relations. They got a website. They've got, John Kerry, he's part of it. George Bush is part of it. Like it's the skull and bones people. They're
Illuminati.
Part of this thing. The Illuminati. And they're just right out in the open. And they're the people that are running everything. They own all the news. They own all the corporations. They own all the politicians. They put the politicians in there. And I think when Trump came in there, they gave him a talking to. And that's why he's there. Now, Joe Biden is just a
moron.
Well, I don't know about a moron. He's just, he's not, he's full of dementia. He's as full of dementia as I'm full of shit.
Oh, my goodness. Never mind.
And there's no way they can put him back in there again, but they're not going to let Trump win. If they do, he's not going to change anything. He can't. It's over. This is a rigged game. Like George Carlin said, the game is rigged, and it's over. So whatever they're going to do to us, they're going to do to us. There's nothing we can do about it. So the best thing to do is just enjoy the time you have right now until they decide that whatever they're going to do to kill the rest of us. They haven't decided yet whether they're going to use the avian flu, the bird flu, because now somebody in Texas has it now, and they say that COVID killed like 10 or 15% of people. This flu gets like 47. It'll kill 47% of the people that's infected with it. So we're like, okay, well, that's great. Or the next thing they're doing is they're trying to bring Ukraine into NATO. And if that happens, well, now we're in World War III. So there you go. So just enjoy your time. Just have fun. Walk on your walking pad and do all that good stuff and... and then we'll just wait for the flash or whatever they're going to do to us.
Hey, what's that smell? Yeah.
What was that? What's that noise?
Did you hear something?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I mean, it went through the whole history of it. Yeah, do I need some tinfoil?
No.
I'm telling you, I'll put the link.
Get them from Bob.
I'll put a link in the show notes for this. It's called Shadow Ring. You can look, Google it. Google it, as Jimmy would say.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Google it. And watch it. It is, I mean, it goes through the whole history of how they started it, how they're still involved in it, how, you know, they own everything, how they basically started World War One, how they started World War Two, how they got us into the Spanish-American War, back when they took the Maine into, this is all false flags, all the way back into whenever the Maine was, whenever we had the Spanish-American War. Shadow Ring on YouTube. I don't know if it's on YouTube, but I know if you go to Amazon Prime, or if you just go Google it, I'm sure there's places where you can find it. But what's JM Synthetic says?
JM says unrevocable life insurance bond wanted by Ukraine.
I don't know what that means. I have no idea. But yeah, after I watched that, I was like, okay, well, there's nothing we can do. I mean, everybody thinks we can do something, but all they want us is fighting with each other, so we don't watch what they're doing.
Well, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
They've been ripping us off. Well, basically what they're doing is they're lending countries money, all right, and they're getting the interest back, okay? And the taxpayers are paying the money, are paying the loans off, because the countries that they're loaning the money to never have to pay them off. So they give countries loan. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, gives countries money, and then they don't have to pay it back. Well, who gets to pay it back? Jackass. We do. We get to pay it back.
Oh, yeah, nothing's free.
With interest.
Yeah.
With interest. And we don't care. I mean, we just sit here. There's nothing we can do about it.
It's too much. It's too much to comprehend. And it's just, I mean, I don't know if you've read your local town budget, but I can't even imagine reviewing the United States budget. Like that, money is so stupid. You can't. It's like incomprehensible. Like it's, you hear it and it's just like, oh, like bajillion, quadrillion, it's whatever. It's just money floating around. It's not even real. It doesn't even seem real.
It's not. The value of the dollar is
garbage.
Is it 3% of what it was in 1900? 3%. 3%.
Wow.
Of what it is. So it's, you know, let's raise the minimum wage to $30 an hour. Doesn't matter. We'll be buying $30 cheeseburgers. It doesn't make any sense. They say, "Oh, we need more money so we can live." Well, it doesn't matter because all they have to do is break. As soon as you make more money, they raise the prices. You never get ahead, except for them.
You never catch up. You never catch up.
They do. They manipulate the stock market with the interest rates. It's amazing. I'm telling you. Correct. You go there, you watch it, and you're like, oh, it's so simple. I can't believe we haven't figured this all out. And then, well, some people probably have. Okay, I'm just all fat, dumb, and happy, just sitting there eating my cottage cheese, watching this show.
Oh, where's my Mangiorno? Oh my God, I can't find it.
Right, and I watch this thing, and I'm like, there's no sense in worrying about this. Just go out and have a good time. Go out and enjoy your life while you still have it. Yeah. I know why kids aren't.
You could end it all by falling off a walking pad. So who knows?
Yeah. Now I know why kids aren't having kids. Now I know why kids are having. You know, they have dogs instead of kids. There's no sense in bringing anybody else into this world. It doesn't matter.
Well,
it really doesn't.
Here's the bitch. It's as less people are coming in, that's less people making money, less people contributing. It's, all that shit's coming due. You, eventually, there's going to be a call, right? Was it in poker, they say? You're called?
Yeah.
So you have to eventually, money has to show up sometime.
Well, they have the same thing in the stock market, a margin call, but they'll have their money out. All the big, when the stock market crashed in 19, whenever, when it crashed and we had the depression, all the big people knew it was happening. They all pulled their money out. So then everything crashed. Prices all dropped. Stock dropped all the way down.
1929.
And they all rushed back in and bought all the stock back up. And then it went right back up and they just made more money. It's insane. Okay, so Bob says, people here are trying to rent 40-year-old trailers for $1,500 a month.
That's cheap. You should see what it is up here.
$1,500 a month.
Apartments are, my daughter pays for 2-bedroom, 2-bath. She's like a townhouse. It's like $2,500.
That's insane.
It is. There's no principal in it. It's literally rent.
The mortgage I had when I bought my second house, and I thought that was outrageous. The mortgage was $1,300. $1,300. They're paying $2,500 now for a two-bedroom apartment.
That's condo, yeah, like a townhouse, yeah. It's not. It's nice. It's a lot nicer than the murder capital they were living in before, but that's a lot of money. I mean, they're not living high on the hog, so I mean.
How can you?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, well,
it takes two people now. That's why, yeah. You know, when, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my father was an auto mechanic, and he made money. My mom stayed home and raised the kids. My mom didn't get a job until we were like 12. I was 12. My sister was 10. And she just got a job just to shut her up because he was driving my dad crazy. He's like, go get a job. Go do something.
Get a job.
Yeah, get out of the house.
Get out of my face. Yeah.
Get out of the house.
See, my mom always worked. My mom was professional. I think when we were growing up, my dad worked like second shift. So there was always somebody home. But when my mom finished college with her master's and then was able to maintain like full-time position, she had the 9 to 5, and then my dad worked like the 8 to whatever shift was, and then they divorced, so I mean it was never, and then they were both professionals and both broke and both living in separate houses, so but yeah, my parents always worked. There was never someone that stayed home. If we were sick, we had to go to my grandmother's.
Yeah, Bud Vugger says the medium income needed to buy a house in New Jersey went up 40% since 2020. Yeah, you need $150,000 annual income just to be able to afford a house.
Maybe. If you don't get outbid on it. But the housing...
That's true, too.
Like, what my house is worth on Zillow, which is all inflated. You know, I look at the Zillow price, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Because I know what my house is. And that's just crazy that the rates are... Like, it just, everything's so inflated. I'm like, nothing's real, you know.
Yeah. Sparky 2 says, my first house, half a double 30K, 1980s, was glad to get an interest rate under 10%. Yeah, see, in the 80s, it was up, the interest rate went up to 18%. That's when 82, that's when we had that.
Wow.
And then I think I got locked in at 9.5. And then as the interest rate started dropping.
9.5, wow.
Yeah, and people, yeah. Because what happened last time when the interest rate went up, the price of houses came down. This time, the interest rate came up. The housing prices are still going up. It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense.
They'll drop because nobody can afford it. You either can't.
Well, there's no housing because people aren't selling their houses because they can't afford to buy. They
going?
Can't afford to buy another one. Right.
Well, that's
exactly.
It. So it's like there's such a deficit, I guess, on houses. So they're building new homes, which are outrageously expensive, garbage quality. Some of these homes around here I see being built. It's like the lowest quality of anything being put into these homes. You're getting charged out the wazoo. No property. It's very discouraging. I mean, both my daughters are like, well, we're not going to own a house. Not here.
No.
Not in New Jersey. And certainly not anytime soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then that brings up the question. Do you need a man? Duchess, do you need a man? I know you have a man, but if you didn't have a man, do you think you'd need a man?
I'd want one.
You'd want a man?
Yeah.
Why would you? Okay.
Well,
the
why
ladies
wouldn't
you? I don't know. There was a big thing on the TikTok.
The Tiki Talk.
Where they were asking, I guess, women in their late 20s, early 30s, do you need a man?
Oh, the women on the streets, right? Like the whole.
All right, the women on the street. Do you need a man? Nah, we don't need a man. We don't need a man. So The View was talking about this, and I figured this, you know, because you know how I love The View. And here's my favorite.
Oh, Joy.
Joy Behar.
He's so joyful.
Joy Blowhard. I was shocked. Honest to God, I was shocked. I figured they would just, well, here we go.
So there's this clip going viral online of a dozen women being asked the following question. Do we need men? Most answered very quickly, no. And only one said she thought women needed a man in their lives. Only one. But when men were asked a similar question, do we need women? Most of them said yes.
I don't know.
I like her wedding ring. I guess you don't need that man. She's wearing a wedding ring.
I know she's married.
First, that poor fucking man.
Yeah, I know. Her poor husband.
Who needs a man? She's got a big ring.
I know. Well, she's made a lot of money, so I don't know what he does. But he's probably kept man.
Need women, most of them said yes. So why do you think that is?
Because men are useless.
What a shitty thing to say.
I can't stand this woman. I, what's her name? Anna Navarro?
She's a fucking moron. That's just
what a worthless piece of shit she is. So when you hear this, her poor husband, I can't believe he hasn't jumped out a window yet.
I mean, that voice.
Love it. And by the way, I want to differentiate between straight men and gay men because I.
Who do you think she thinks is better, straight men or gay men?
No. Well, do we? Are you really asking for an answer?
Yeah. No, I'm just sitting here to hear myself talk.
Well, obviously gay men because she's probably threatened by someone who might be an equal. So the gay man is non-threatening because they're not interested in her. So I don't blame them.
I love the Mo haircut she has.
I think I would die without gay men. Nobody can gossip like gay men. Nobody can help you accessorize like gay men. Nobody can help you.
Wow, that's all that gay men are good for? Your accessories and gossip?
Right. Look at those earrings. The earrings she has are hard. I mean,
you just, and that stupid hair.
You know what? You should have called a gay guy before you went on the show looking like that.
Yuck.
I'll tell you that right now.
From keep you from doing harm to yourself like gay men. But with the exception of somebody like Steve, I think Steve is very self-sufficient.
That's Joy's husband.
But like my husband, it takes a village of women to make sure that he's not emaciated, starving, and living in his own filth. He can,
really?
You know.
Yeah.
How about you? No. You guys are married to people that are more.
All right, now, so here's Sunny Halston. Now, I can't stand her.
Did she pay her reparations yet?
What a pompous slave trading. And so, anyhow, so they asked her, and I was shocked by her answer.
Handy Manny at home.
No. Her husband's Handy Mandy. Handy Mandy at home. This is what they need us for. Which is I get it because what we are. This is what we are to women.
He fixes everything. When things go bump in the night, he's the one that goes downstairs. When there's a bug to be exterminated, he does the extermination.
Nope.
When there is something to be fixed, he fixes it. He throws out the trash and out the recyclables. I enjoy all the man stuff.
Wait a second. I know what you're gonna say, but wait. She's really talking about a servant, let's face it.
No.
It's a handyman about.
It's a handy manny.
Oh, it's a handyman with benefits.
We do not have that. Well, but the things that you're just...
Apparently, Handy Mandy can throw a good dick from with the look on her face. I'm just saying. And then the blonde here, she's going to tell you about her. I mean, their husbands right now are like, I would love to have them
cringing,
interviewed.
Sure.
I would love to have them interviewed about, you know, what they thought about this.
Describing, you could pay somebody to do that. We're not talking about.
Yeah, we could pay women to cook and clean and all the shit you do, too. If we had money, look, if you have money, you don't need an opposite sex person. You don't. Okay? You just don't. No? Yes?
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were ranting or actually waiting for me to answer that. Well, I think there's a difference. I mean, you have someone with you as a companion. You don't marry someone, I would think. You don't just marry someone who could kill bugs and hang pictures. You know, you pick someone that you're a partner, that's going to be a partner with you. And, you know, as much as I can be annoyed by things like the toilet paper not being replaced and stuff like that, you know, there's a very balanced relationship, and it takes a while to work at that. I don't consider him, like, my servant or, like, you know, that type of thing. Like, the way that they're talking, first of all, I think it's, like, very disrespectful to discuss to refer to your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever, like the way they're referring to them. I think it's mean. It's petty, actually. And if there was a bunch of men on a show talking about women like that, that's just as equally gross. Like, oh, they're only good for cooking. Thank God she's in the kitchen cooking. You know, like that kind of, like that. It's almost stereotypical, which is acceptable for these women. But if you had the man show, you know, it's not an equal balance. So they're pandering to their audience. They're a bunch of old nasty women who say nasty things about men. I think men are poorly portrayed in media anyway. I think you guys are always portrayed as stupid or bumbling or just the doopy-doopy kind of guy, like the dad who doesn't know what's going on. Like, I feel like that's the role that you guys play in commercials or anything. Like, you're just a bunch of dopes. Like, you wouldn't know what to do if the mom wasn't buying, you know, the car or figuring out how to clean the house or cooking something. Like, I just feel like you guys are just all st- stereotyped. So I'm sorry, I got a little ranty there. So, but
that's all right. My father said if it wasn't for sex, we'd hunt them for fun. That's what my dad used to say.
Wow, that sounds not appealing, but okay.
Yeah.
Hunt them for fun.
Yeah, if it wasn't for sex, we'd hunt them for fun, as we used to say.
I don't know if I care for that, but I get I understand his point. But
my mom didn't like it much either.
No, well, divorce.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's hear what the blonde has to say.
About the inner life of a man. That's what this is about.
I need my man 3 to 4 times a week. And...
Oh, so she just needs him for sex.
Well, at least she's... Yeah. Oh, ha ha ha. Yeah, okay.
3 to 4 times a week?
For you guys. And then the rest of the time, I need a wife. Because I've always said
everyone
that.
Everyone needs a wife.
No, I tease Vicky, my producer, in the morning. I was like, if you'd like to join Max and I, not in that way, but like, Vicky and I could kill it as a household runners. Like, we would be laughing, giggling, doing all the things, and Max would be so psyched I was wasting all my words somewhere else anyway. So.
Oh, God. Just think about that. Her poor husband has to listen to her yap. Yap, 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 yap,
well,
yap.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's been like that, so he knew.
Knew. Probably.
He's fine. She's making okay money. I'm sure he's tolerating.
Yeah. I wonder what he does. I don't know. I would love to
know
what
that husband
does.
I know he does 3 to 4 times a week, so.
Yeah, well. Throws a good one. He throws a leg over. Yeah.
It would be a perfect combo. And the other day, Caleb said to me, this is my youngest son. He said, Mama, I want a spare mom. And I didn't know what he meant. Oh. And he's like, he said, Genevieve has a spare mom. And I realized the parents were divorced.
A nanny?
No.
So the kid has, he wants a stepmom. I'm sure the father wants a stepmom too. It says, I want a spare mom. I want someone that actually pays attention to me.
I have
that
said,
doesn't come in.
I have said I wanted a wife. And again, just not to undercut Paul, but it's just more just, it's someone who, he does what needs to be done. I don't have to ask him. I don't have to say, hey, could you take this out? Could you change the oil in the car? He just does that. That's just the thing.
Right.
They just do it. That's just part of our thing. And, you know, I would just like someone who I could just send a food shopping or to clean the house or to do chores that I don't want to do. That's kind of how I see it. So. A spare person would be great, but
yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I have my food delivered.
Only for that.
Right. I have a cleaning person that comes in twice a week that does the heavy cleaning. I try to cook. I'm not a good cook. Trust me. I don't know what it is about cooking and me. It just doesn't go. We don't get along.
Dude cooking's
tough. And it really bothers me because it shouldn't be that hard. And why do I have some kind of affliction why I can't do this? That's what bothers me. I just wanted to bring this up so you could see that the viewer over here talking about their men and Anna Navarro where she's
very,
sitting there.
Very disrespectful. I don't like that. I think that was very shrew like behavior. I don't care for that show. Like, I don't like politics aside, I just think it's just mean. Like, it's very cunty. Just very cunty. I just don't
care
for
cunty.
That. Yeah, I don't like them. It's just, it's mean. They're bullies, really.
It is the most, it's got to be the most hate-watched show on television.
I can't believe how long it's been on, and people are, like, they bitch about it, but, like, there's a reason it's still there.
I think people just hate watch it. I'm serious when I say that.
I find it, you know, sometimes if I'm trapped in the doctor's offices, those are on. And I'm like, and the dentist sometimes airs it. I'm like, can you put on, like, the Food Network? And they change it. Like, they'll change it for me. Like, I walk in, I'm like, oh, we're not watching this. And they're like,
can
okay.
you please turn off the cackling hens?
Yeah, I've taken the remote. I've been going to my particular dentist for a very long period of time. So it's like, I know all the hygienists and stuff. So when I go in there, I just, if the TV's on, I just take the remote and change it to, like, anything.
Sparky Toaster says, where's Whoopi? I think she was out. She was out. Damn it. What's the name of that gorilla that was shot? Harambe. She was out trying to, she was in competition of a Harambe lookalike contest.
She's
I'm sorry.
She's just a nasty person. I don't care. She's the worst.
I don't know. Between her and Joy, well, I think Joy Behar's just stupid, to be quite honest with you. And then Whoopi's just mean. Dicks out for Harambe.
Mike. Holy shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, remember how last week we said that Lizzo was quitting?
Yes.
She was quitting music. She was going to, she's had enough.
Big temper tantrum. Everybody's mean to me. Wah.
She's back, baby.
Oh, my God. Okay, so for the folks who can see this, it's just a picture, and I'm sure John's going to play some audio.
It's going to be audio.
But I will say this picture is...
You get me in trouble with Doug over this. I swear to God, I wasn't even going to mention what she was wearing.
The chat's going to explode on this. So she is wearing a most a bathing suit. At least it's a onesie.
Is that a bathing suit, or is it just like a onesie?
Bodysuit, something. But, okay, so Lizzo's a big gal, and she has big girls on her big old chest. And that woman, she needs to wear some... She's young. Hike those fuckers up. Like, I would not want to be out on TV with my boobs pancake down my stomach. Like, that's just...
Yeah, there's no support for them.
There's no... I'm like, girl, you have a lingerie line. Hike those tits up, please.
Heavy hangers. Mike says, Lizzo, sponsored by the letter W.
There you go. Right? Just make the letter W with your hands, folks.
Right. There's I'm just Lizzo. Saying this. We've talked about Lizzo before, and this is what I said about Lizzo. She's a millionaire, and that's the only reason you put her snatch in your mouth, basically. Mm. That's exactly right.
No, but thanks. No.
But Lizzo's back. Here we go.
That was quick.
I want to make this video because I just need to clarify. When I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people. Because I know I'm not alone. In no way, shape, or form am I the only person who is experiencing that negative voice that seems to be louder than the positive. If I can just give one person the inspiration or motivation to stand up for themselves and say they quit letting negative people win, negative comments win, then I've done even more than I could have hoped for. With that being said, I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep being me. Once again, I just want to say thank you. The love that I've received, means more than you know.
All right, so she says it means more than you know. Now, listen, I think that she's not a bad-looking woman.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
No, she's pleasant-looking. She's pretty. I mean, she's a big girl. She's a big girl, but... I can't throw rocks at anybody.
Bob says her nips look like they're on the back of those clackers.
Oh.
Bob Vugger says looks like diabetes type 1 and 2 are winning.
Actually, do you remember when she first came out on the scene? She was bigger. No. She was much bigger.
Was she bigger?
Yeah.
Was she much
bigger. Look, say what you will. And I know everybody's like, oh, you're glorifying her beastie. I'm not. But I'm just saying, I've seen her perform at her concerts. She does a lot of dancing and jumping and moving. So her cardio is pretty good. So, I mean... I would not personally wear what she wears. Well, and go out like that just personally because insecure. But you know, good on her. You know, she's doing what
really?
She wants. I don't care what she fucking wears. It's not my decision to decide what Lizzo should wear. You don't like it?
That.
Don't buy a fucking ticket to her show.
No, I know, but she's on stage and she does the cat looking her snatch. Licking her snatch pose where, you know, she's got the one leg up in the 12 o'clock position and the other leg in the 3 o'clock position. And there's just a lot of thigh meat there.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
a ton.
There is. Yeah, no, that's a lot.
You know, it's a lot. And it's bruised up and it's not, and you're like, woof.
There's a lot of Lizzo.
There's a way to cover up, mask, you know, tighten up, put some Spanx on, squeeze that shit together.
She doesn't want to.
I understand.
Well, she doesn't have
says
to.
Her jumping and moving caused a Taiwanese mega earthquake. All right, look. I think she's probably got to be worth $100 million now with all the money that she's made through.
Worth quite a bit, yeah.
Right. Take the time. Go get healthy. Get on some of this shit that we can't afford that we can't get a hold of right now. Get a trainer. You know, get in better shape, and then go back out and slay, queen. I really, I'm serious when I say that. I think that, you know, she's selling
it's
herself
like
short.
Slay, say slay queen.
Slay queen.
Mike, can you grab that somehow? We're a minute eight in.
Shh.
Or an hour eight.
I'll give you. Here, hold on. Slay queen. Look. Bob says she's worth $40 million. Yeah, $40 million. Take a year old. Take
or?
2 year old. Yeah. Whatever. It's who cares what it's from?
Well, she's got a whole nother like clothing apparel thing.
Bob says that's just the Big Mac stuck in her colon. See, this is what I'm telling you. This is why. If
I'm not
telling
a fan,
you, if this
I mean, she's okay, but I think y'all are super quick to jump on her because she's fat.
If this shot takes off and actually makes a lot of people lose weight, what the fuck is everybody going to make fun of? Who are they going to make fun of now? The only one they got left is fat people. It's the only one they're allowed. Bud Vugger says $38 million after she's done at the drive-thru. Oh, come on.
So bad.
You guys are terrible, 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 terrible. God damn. All right.
I'm just going to say all y'all better be in great fucking shape. Better be fucking rocking it.
Are you planning on doing anything April 8th for this this eclipse?
No, I don't fucking care.
You don't care?
I'll watch it on a computer. Who gives a shit? I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's exciting, but I'm like, my coworker is actually taking time off. She's going away to somewhere upstate New York.
Yeah, to watch it.
The whole family. I'm like, I hope you got good glasses.
My daughter went, last time it happened, my daughter went down to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She went down there and she was there. She said it was really cool. It's just sitting there, all of a sudden it gets dark. Like all of a sudden it's pitch black.
It was dark when I was on Long Beach Island. I saw it at work.
Oh, well, really?
I went outside. I didn't look up at it. Yeah, I didn't have the glasses.
You didn't.
But.
You weren't like Donald Trump. Just don't look up at it. He got stares at it. Oh, see,
don't look
problem.
Into the sun. Where?
Where that sun? Bob says his nuts are going to eclipse into a mouth later. No glasses needed.
She might have to try to find him.
Right.
Sorry,
Bob. Hope you don't choke her to death.
Mike says it's worth seeing it if you can. Saw it in 2017. Seeing it again.
Yeah, is it Michigan? I don't know if it's. I know it's going to go right through Ohio, and it's going to be. I mean, it's the whole state is basically blacked out, which is kind of cool.
Oh, here you go. Dean said he went to Tennessee for the last one.
Okay. Yeah. 15 years from now, you buy defective eclipse glasses. Call us now for a settlement.
You may be eligible.
JM Synthetic says Detroit is the best bet. Ooh. Is the best best. I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do anything. I mean, I'll go outside to see how dark it gets.
I'll be at work, so.
How many videos on social media will there be of, you know, people, oh, look, it's dark. Yeah, fine. It's great.
Oh, here you go. Lisa says, I was emergency triage at the eye doctor I worked for during the last one. Phone rang off the hook, people thinking they were going to go blind.
Really? Because they looked up at it? Or
would they glance up and like, oh, no.
Do you ever get you never did, but I got a couple times when you're welding, you catch one of those flashes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like sandpaper in your eyes. It's horrible. I hate it. It's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Because I'm sure you wore your mask, right? The welding shield.
Well, sometimes. Right? So what you're doing is you have the mask and you're trying to start that. You're trying to start it, mm-hmm. and it's hard to see. So what you do is you think you're going to hit it, and then you go to flip your mask down, but then you hit it, and your mask doesn't come down or whatever, and it goes.
And you light your eyeballs on fire.
You're looking right at it. All right, elevator story time.
Oh, here you go. Okay.
So I'm at a place in Philadelphia called the Rittenhouse Hotel. And one side's condos and the other side's a hotel. And I'm on the hotel side, which only goes up to 19 stories. And the condo side goes up to like, I don't know, 35, 36 stories. So I'm upstairs first. I'm up in the high rise. And there's a guy there and he's working on a panel, an electrical panel. So I go, hey, how's it going? He goes, good and all. I said, I'm just going to go upstairs and check out the elevators. All right, talk to you later. I go up, do my business there. I come down. He's taking the panel off. Right? He's taking the panel off, and I don't know what he's doing. So I go down to the 19th floor, and with that, I'm in the machine room, and poof, everything gets quiet. It's pitch black.
That's not good.
And I mean the whole place, all the elevators shut down. They're all bells. The bells start ringing, right? I'm like, fuck. So I go to the house phone. They have a house phone right there. I pick up the house phone. I go, what happened? Did we lose all power or is it just up here in this machine room? He goes, no, the whole building's out. He says, I got the engineers right now. They're going down to the main switchgear down in the basement to see what happened. So, okay. So now, I guess it was like 5 minutes and everything comes on back on again. So all the power comes back on, light comes on, the elevators, generators start up. And, you know, they start moving and all. Well, one of the elevators was still stuck up in the machine room upstairs. So I go upstairs, and the guy's sitting there, and he goes, I said, man, I said, what happened? He says, oh, I don't know what happened.
They never do.
I go upstairs, get the thing elevator running, get the people out of the elevator. Off I go. Next day I come in, and they go, were you upstairs when that guy was up there working on that panel, that electrical panel? I go, yeah. Why? He goes, he's the one that caused that. He went to put a screw in to put the thing back on. He took the screwdriver and slipped off and went right across everything. Burnt his screwdriver. Took like 3 inches of his screwdriver and just melted it like he welded it.
Oh,
and
my
it welded
God.
And dripped down into the other circuits and blew all the circuits and tripped the main breaker. So I said, how do you know? He says, well, we went up there and we asked him what was going on, and he says, no, nothing. And he says, everything's fine.
Fine.
The next day he comes in, and his whole face is, he's got that burn. Like, he's got the sand in his eye. He's got the flash. He got the flash from that. And the guy says, let me see your screwdriver. And they pulled this. He pulled his screwdriver out, and the whole, like, 2 inches of the screwdriver was gone, just melted off.
Holy shit.
They go open the panel up, and there was a bit, everything was melted together inside the panel.
He's lucky he didn't die.
He is lucky he didn't die. He's lucky he didn't kill himself.
Fucking moron.
I come up there. I said, you okay? I said, you see anything happen up here? No, everything's fine.
Because I can't see anything. That's why I saw nothing because I'm blind.
He's feeling his way down the steps.
Is there braille on this? What floor am I on?
Big giant flash. When you have those flashes, you can't see.
Nah, he blinded. How long was he blinded, you think?
I don't know. Second elevator story.
There you go.
So I'm working over at the Holiday Inn, which is over by the stadiums in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Back then, they have these old, what they were called Westinghouse controllers. In the Westinghouse controllers, in the back, they used to put a pan light, but it was a, I forget what they call them. But anyhow, you would click it, and there would be a bulb in it. It had a metal shroud, and you would hang it up on a wire. There would be a wire there. And all the old guys would say, put the thing up there. You'd hang it up there, and it was all metal. Dumbest thing I've ever seen. But it was, you know, they did it for, I don't know, this was the 60s. Or
how we've always done it. Yeah.
Right, so how we always done it. So now I'm up there, and I got the light, and I'm looking for wires because I had to replace a relay, and I'm tracing wires and all. So I'm getting ready to leave. I go to hang it up on the wire. It comes out of my hand and starts to fall down. All the transformers are down at the bottom.
Oh,
I catch it. Just as I catch it, I go right across the poles of two transformers. Big flash. I can't see shit. And this is what I hear. Everything shuts down. And I hear the bells ringing. Bring, bring. I'm like, fuck.
I can't fucking see.
I can't see shit, right? I got a big, giant, it's like a paper plate in front of my eyes. All I can see is, I can't see anything. I can't move.
Oh.
So I immediately get on the radio, because back then we had radios. We didn't have cell phones. This had to be in 95, 96.
Yeah.
So I get on the radio, and I said,
I fucked up.
To one of the guys that I know, I said, Sam, where are you at? And he said, I'm so-and-so. I said, hey, I need help, and I need help now. And he goes, are you all right? I go, no, I got people trapped in the elevator, and I caught a flash. He goes, all right, I'm on my way. Sit down. So now I sit down, and here comes the maintenance guys up. And I'm sitting there, and they go, what happened? I said, I made a mistake. I dropped that thing, and I shorted out everything, and I can't see. And he goes, what do you mean you can't see? I went like this. I went, you know, can't see. I was like, I had like a cane. I said, like, I need a dog I can't see.
Like Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, Stevie Wonder can't see. And he goes, well, what do we do? I said, I got a meter. See if we blew the mainline fuses. So he goes over, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, look. There's. So then they go, and I have fuses. I said, there's fuses in that cabinet over there. Get some fuses. So they put the fuses back in. I said, put the main line back in. He put the main line in. Thing starts up. Now Sam comes over, and they had to take me to the hospital because I had the sand in my eyes and all that shit for like three or four days. Yeah, it sucked. It was horrible. And Sparky's actually right. Today, all those temporary lightings have plastic housings. But back
and
then,
why
it was,
is that?
Because jerk-offs drop them in the bottom there. Against the transformers. That's all I heard was, and I'm like, great.
That must have been terrifying, though. Like, you literally flash. Like, did everything flashes, and you're like.
I wasn't, you know what? I really wasn't scared. Mm-hmm. I was more embarrassed, number one. And number two, I didn't know how many people I had trapped in the elevator. Mm. All I could hear was all the bells ringing, and I couldn't see anything. I mean, it was just. All I could see was the side. I was afraid to move forward. I was afraid to move back. I kind of felt my way over to where there was a spot where I could sit down. And then everybody came up. Sam comes up. He goes, what happened? I said, wrap that fucking thing in there and hit the transformers. He goes, you know, I was wondering why I never and ever did that before. I said, well, there you go.
So I have a question. Actually, I'm going to feed it back into the chat. So now that Sparky's asking all these questions, I'm wondering, since Sparky and Toaster is his handle, do you do electrical work? Or are you...
That's a very good question. I never put two and two together.
Yeah. Well, because hey, now Sparky, he's asking about the housings and things like that.
You an electrician? Sparky Toaster? That's a good idea. I never asked for that.
Yeah. Some of his questions. It's interesting.
Yeah. Sparky Toaster makes a... I figured that, or he was just, you know, thinking of contemplating suicide.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Get a tub full of water and Sparky Toaster.
There you go.
Ah, he works in telecommunications. There you go. But he can do electrical work.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about that? All right, so there you go. Two elevator stories. Hey, I got to tell you right now, I really appreciate the chat today because I had a week, and I really couldn't get ready for the show.
And
we pulled stories that the guys left in Discord for us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Awesome. One of them is, this one just breaks my heart. A California teenager was shot by sheriff's deputies.
Oh, I saw that.
And, I mean, what the hell? So here's what happened. Father kidnaps his daughter, and they're on a high-speed chase. So they finally get the car pulled over. They tell the girl, she's 15 years old. They say, you know, come on out, get on the ground. He gets on the ground. They said, run to us. She runs to the police because she thinks she's safe. The fucking deputy shoots or kills her.
Why?
I have no idea.
They told her to do what she did.
She was following his commands, and they shot her anyhow.
Fucking gruesome.
And killed her.
Gruesome.
Prior to the shooting.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't. Well, first of all, he should never be a cop again.
No, he needs to be done.
Sheriff's Department released video and audio of the for public records because it was requested by the news outlets. Deputies were... not wearing body cameras. Oh, how convenient. But video footage from a helicopter showed the whole thing. Prior to the shooting, Savannah and her father were being pursued by deputies in his pickup truck for roughly 70 miles. The helicopter crew followed the chase and said the shots were fired from the driver's side of the truck, and the deputy and a passing motorist said that the shots were fired from the passenger side. So...
She's
apparently,
well, I guess kids do crime too, but like she literally was doing what she was told.
They said, I can't tell you how many times you see video of the cops telling the guy to do something. They shoot him anyhow.
I know.
I think it was in Detroit. There was a guy, he gets pulled over, his girlfriend's driving, he's in the passenger seat. He tells the cops that he has a permit for a gun and it's in the glove box. And they says, well, don't touch anything. He does it. And the cop just opens up and shoots him like seven. Killed him. Killed him right in front of his kid and his wife. I don't understand it. I really don't. I mean, it's not like, I know Deuce will yell at me when he hears me say this. But if you see the video, because I did watch the video and I can't play it here because it doesn't have any audio.
Right.
But if you watch the video, you see the girl laying on the ground, and then you see her running to the cops with her arms to the side. She's not holding anything, doesn't have a phone, doesn't look she has a gun, and they just shoot her.
So Bob says the cops stopped a hostage crisis, credit where due. Well, yeah, he shot the hostage. That's how hostage. He stopped it. Like, I mean, it's not like, well, I don't know if he's a hero. And I understand that they have that moment. Like, you can't, it's not like a Monday morning quarterback, but I think this might be. I think you right. can review that. And the fact that his body cam footage is off, that's a little weird. You know, if there was no footage of the from the helicopter, then what? What would have happened? What would happen to this poor guy?
There'd have been their word against his. There would have been
exactly.
Probably would have been swept under the rug.
It might have been. I don't know. I know there's good cops, but when there bad things happen, and I know sometimes there's terrible accidents, but this,
you know what? Some people shouldn't be cops. Yeah. I could see if he was shooting. If he was shooting at a suspect and the bullet went past the suspect yeah. and killed somebody on the
or
other
she
side,
she was
that's,
waving
that's
a weapon.
Thing.
I get that too.
Yeah,
I
if totally she had understand. A weapon or something like that, yeah,
she,
whatever.
She was laying on the ground and had her arms out, like, don't fucking shoot me.
And then she's and running to the cop.
Said,
she's running to the
us.
Cop for safety, yeah. and they shoot her and kill her. Mike says, Sergeant, we need to put an end to this hostage crisis. Cop, hold my beer.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's just a kid.
I got it, Sarge.
Oh, no. I knew you were looking for that. God damn it.
All right. This one cracks me up. A man was electrocuted and died. Authorities said he attempted to steal wire at a West Philadelphia golf course. Officers were called to the scene about 4:15 p.m. Upon arrival, they found a 20-year-old man unresponsive near an electrical box. He
oh,
was
no.
rushed to Lankenau Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead or extremely sleepy.
Was he using a
screwdriver? Authorities said they found a pair of pliers nearby. I believe the man had been trying
better.
To steal wiring, and he was electrocuted.
I'm going to take the copper right out of this box. I bet they'll never know. Oh, that must have smelled so bad. Ooh. Oh, Bob. He wrote, she's with Devin now.
Oh.
Well, good. We'll have someone to hang out with.
Right.
No.
Devin's dropped Duchess now. He's not no longer no longer pining away for Duchess.
Oh. That's very sweet, but no.
I wonder how many teachers have OnlyFans accounts.
I bet a lot more than you think.
So we've got two stories here. One's in St. Louis. Former teacher at a high school was resigned after her OnlyFans page was reported to district officials
Oop.
And has been fired just days after on a new job. I'm done.
She got fired okay. from one because the OnlyFans went to another one, and then they found that
they
too.
They found out, and they fired out. Her too. All right. So, okay,
Mrs.
So
Robinson,
just let me ask you.
We're asking you to leave, please.
Yeah. All right. So here, the teacher, she was a teacher for 5 years.
Okay.
All right, and she was put on leave in October
mm-hmm.
because it discovered she was using OnlyFans to supplement her teaching income.
It's always a supplemental income.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Her OnlyFans became public. The woman said that she was making, she had made $1 million on the platform.
Oh, my God. $1 million?
Her
Holy
yearly
shit.
Teaching
Is
salary
stunning?
Was... Her, I don't know. I'm done going to OnlyFans.
I saw last
something.
Week when I was there. I'd never seen it. There's a that's gross. It's like Playboy-ish
All right.
hustler. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'll tell you why I'm done with. I'll tell you why I'm done with OnlyFans. Because when I was having problem with my bank account, and they were checking my bank account, they were looking at my thing, and it's like OnlyFans, OnlyFans, OnlyFans. I'm like, God damn it!
Yeah, but they didn't steal my credit card number. Somebody else did. It's obviously the delivery guy for my takeout order.
Like, come on, OnlyFans! Can't we just have like some kind of code?
It literally
does
says
say
OnlyFans,
only,
right?
Yeah, it
only
to, yeah, it says OnlyFans, right? It can't just say OF or fans of.
Fans
Whatever.
Of only.
Yeah, fans of only.
Well, they call it straight out. It's perverts are us.
Bitch, it's embarrassing.
You're in the bank trying to get your card straightened out, and you're like, okay, is this OnlyFans yours? And this one? And this one?
So, okay. So, you know how I change platforms? Like, we use StreamYard, and then we used Streamlabs and all mm-hmm. that other stuff, and I was paying for it. Well, Streamlabs... They charged me for a year, and they're still charging me $20 a month on my credit card. They've been doing it for seven months now. Right? I can't get them. I keep trying to get a hold of them, and they can't. So I have to go in, and I have to get a new card. So I said to I go to the bank, can we stop payment on this? Can we please stop payment? And she goes, hold on, let me go in. And she's looking. She goes, okay, I see this. She goes, uh-huh. And I'm like, she saw the OnlyFans. So, yep, I'm a pervert, apparently.
Yes, I'm a pervert, John. And John says, honest to God,
listen. Look, I have a podcast. It was for research. You know, I'm not proud of it. My daughters would be embarrassed if their dad was checking out OnlyFans. So I'm done.
Well, they've heard. They've been listening. They know you're going on.
No, they really haven't been listening. They don't listen just because of that.
Well, they listened last week. Oh, was I? Oh, no, that was after show.
That
was on Discord. So all you folks who missed it last week, John pulled up OnlyFans. And I have never seen it. So, I mean, I don't know what I thought it was.
Wait a minute. So we were at you were here.
Yeah, I was there.
You were in the dungeon studio.
Yes.
And I brought up the OnlyFans. And she came walking around the corner. Just as she walked around the corner, there was just one big bald beaver sitting there. she comes around and goes, oh, my God. She looked like she looked into a flash. Like her, oh, my eyes, my eyes.
I wish I did.
Sorry.
I was like, oh, look, boobs. Yeah. And then it was like, there was no subtle.
Yeah, it was like boobs, 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 beaver.
It was a very close up.
Oh my God, that should be the title. Boobs, boobs, beaver.
Duck, duck, boobs. Boobs, boobs, beaver.
Boobs, boobs, beaver.
It was startlingly detailed.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
It was glistening. Let's just say that.
I was not expecting it at all. It was like I felt like there should have been a warning, but I guess you're an OnlyFans. But I didn't know you couldn't, like, I thought you could scroll through, like, I didn't realize you had to, like, pay already. I don't know how I thought it worked.
what do you want, snapper Sparky. Alert?
Warning!
Snapper alert!
Sparky says Duchess warning, Innocence warning, John warning. Just by one trip to John's dungeon. What is? I just didn't know how it worked. Now I guess now I know.
Yes.
See, you're like, oh, I'll pull it up. I'm like, oh, I've never seen OnlyFans.
I never.
Fucking moron! I don't know what I thought I would see, but all of it. All of it. Mm-hmm. Immediately. So not subtle.
So anyhow. Yeah, I still have to go in and Jay and Synthetic says the paneling all makes sense now. I like my paneling. It's got that lived in look.
Yeah. He's a very cool studio. There's a lot of shit there. There's a lot of cool shit.
I
have to get a microphone so I sound like I actually podcast.
Yeah, we got to fix your microphone. I don't know what to do about this, but we'll take a look at that.
Yeah,
you know,
the problem is I can't hear it, so I don't know how it sounds until you hear it and then the chat tells us.
Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks was rubbing my nose in, and he's like, "Duchess sounds like she's on the phone again." Yes, Mike. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Bob. I think.
Yeah.
No one will pay OnlyFans. Right. Anything on that.
I love it because I have everything hooked up with, you know, what's her name over here? Like I can say, Alexa, turn off the studio lights.
Okay.
There you go. Alexa, turn on the studio lights.
When you turned them on. Oh, that's right. Sparky says we saw last week.
There you go. We saw, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I turn on the lights for the back.
It was just like, you could just see, like, all dark behind me.
Right.
You put the lights on. It was like
John's Dahmer dungeon for boobs, boobs, and beaver. Welcome to the boobs, boobs, beaver studio.
That needs to be a new sign.
Boobs, boobs, beaver.
You got to move the donut. We'll move the donut, but let's keep it prominent, and then just put like a wooden engraved, really pretty wooden engraved sign that says boobs, boobs, beaver.
Boobs, boobs, beaver. How do
Holy
I do? How do I make the artwork for that? Boobs, boobs, beaver. I don't know. We'll figure
it out. You just need a cartoon of a woman's chest and then literally a beaver.
Boobs, boobs,
a pair of boobs. There's boobs, boobs, and then beaver.
Beaver. Okay. I'll work on it. We'll get that done. I thought we weren't going to have enough material for tonight. Look at us. Here we are.
Well, thank you, Bob.
If Duchess did OnlyFans, Duchess, it'd be a Substack because I'd sub to that stack.
Oh, I wanted to say something about Substack. So I've listened to, I think you've done four mm-hmm. episodes, and I like how you sound on it. It sounds very, I guess it's just, I don't want to say clean because your audio always sounds good, but it's just that. I guess there's no other distractions, so it's fun to listen to. So I was like, I want to try that. So I might play around and try Substack myself. But now I have to figure out how to edit it because I can't edit that. So I'll have to just play around and maybe just do a short something and then just put
apparently,
it up.
Apparently, Dean would buy a lifetime membership to your Boobs Boobs Beaver Substack.
No. No, you wouldn't. You can't even get rid of that old Gatorade bottle from like 20 years ago. Stop. You're not buying anything.
I know what I'll do. You know what I'll do? I'll put up the cartoon of Duchess. Duchess, no. Duchess, Beaver. Boobs, Boobs, Beaver. There we go. Thank you. No. Boobs, Boobs, Beaver.
A beaver with big fucking tits.
Big fucking tits. All right, everybody. Listen, we are on Facebook, Twitch, X, Rumble, Kick. We're on all these platforms for you to watch us on, and we are also as a podcast. So, you know, I clean it up a little bit, polish it up, and then do what I can with the audio. Take a little take a little stuff out of it and, you know, clean it up a little bit, polish her up, put a little turd polish on this thing and put it out as a podcast.
Try to upgrade my phone quality.
Can you do us a favor? Can you, if you see somebody you might like that might like this podcast, send it to them. In your podcasting app, it has a thing. It says, share this episode. Send it to them. You can send it by text. You just send it to the text. And also, Sparky Toaster wants to remind me, do not forget to call into the voicemail number to talk about anything we talked about here on the show.
Comment on what we've done.
And what's that number, Duchess?
856-477-1935.
There you go. That's the number.
Thought you'd get me.
I did, kind of, sort of. No?
I got it.
You got it. Where is it? Here it is. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
It was fun.
We'll be back here next Thursday. Oh, we'll be able to talk about what happened for the big eclipse, if we're all still here, because some people think it's the coming of the Jesus. The Jesus is coming.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Jesus coming back.
Stare up into the sun, and maybe you'll see him.
You'll see Jesus. All right, everybody.
Join us in Discord.
We're going to Discord, aren't we?
I think so.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.